Chapter 11. Was it just a dream? The nurse entered again with two medics, and they put Lucy on a stretcher. Lucy opened her eyes and looked at them in horror. "Don't touch me," she shouted. "Where are you taking me?"
"It's okay," said Paul. "We're on the cruise ship. They're taking you for tests."
Lucy touched Paul's arms. "Are they Viking ghosts?" she asked in a frightened voice. Paul's mouth fell open.
"What did you say?" he asked. "Viking ghosts? But it was just a dream."
Paul tried to follow Lucy out of the clinic, but the nurse stopped him. "You're not going anywhere, young man," she said. "You must rest here until tomorrow." Paul felt very weak, but he couldn't rest. He couldn't wait to see Lucy again. Were the ghosts just a dream? But then, how did Lucy know about them? He thought. Mr. Jones and some of the students came to visit Paul. They talked about the hot springs, the Inuit village, and the glacier. "Sorry you weren't there," said Helena Holbrook. "We didn't know you were so ill." Paul didn't want to talk to anybody. He was thinking about Lucy. When everybody left, he decided to find his clothes. He was going to visit Lucy at the medical center. He put on his clothes and left the clinic. Mr. Jones was outside, talking to the nurse. Suddenly, the ship began to move.
"No, stop the ship! I have to see Lucy," said Paul.
"You'll see her when she's feeling better," said Mr. Jones. "You should be in bed. You're still very weak."
"I feel okay now," said Paul. "Where are we going?"
"To Eric the Red's farm," Mr. Jones replied. "It's the last stop on the cruise. Then we're going to travel around Greenland." Mr. Jones saw the worried look on Paul's face. "Don't worry about Lucy," he said. "She's fine, and Mrs. Gordon is with her. Now, relax and enjoy the rest of the trip." Mr. Jones had a brochure of the Viking farm in his hand. There was a picture of Eric the Red on the cover. He looked very impressive. Paul remembered the furious face of the Viking ghost and trembled. "He didn't look like that in my dream," he thought. 2 hours later, the ship stopped at a small harbour. The students followed Mr. Jones off the ship. "Eric the Red built a farm here," said Mr. Jones. "Look at the stones on the ground. They're the ruins of Viking houses and a church. The Vikings built the church in 1000 AD. Everybody followed Mr. Jones to some rocks near the harbour. Behind the rocks, there was an old wooden ship with a dragon's head. It was identical to the ship in Paul's dream. There was even an area at the back with chains on the deck. Paul couldn't believe it. "This is an old replica of a Viking ship," said Mr. Jones. "According to a local legend, the Vikings still haunt the ship today." Everybody laughed, except Paul. Some students were climbing onto the ship and walking around it. Paul climbed up and went quickly to the back of the ship. There were some old blankets, some chains, and a broken lock on the floor. "Lucy and I slept under those blankets," thought Paul, "and I broke that lock with my foot." Paul lifted a blanket and something fell onto the floor. It was Freydis's necklace.